This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The Federal Bureau of Investigation says the person arrested in Wednesday's deadly school shooting in the southern U.S. state of Georgia was interviewed more than a year ago by local law enforcement officials in connection to threats of a school shooting posted online. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani has more.
Chris Hosey, the director of the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, shared details.
He is a 14-year-old student here at the high school. Again, he has been taken into custody. He will be charged with murder, and he will be tried as an adult.
Barrow County Sheriff Judd Smith says this hits close to home for him.
My kids go to this school system. I'm proud of this school system. My heart hurts for these kids.
Students in the Barrow County School District will be getting the rest of the week off, but school officials said grief counseling will be offered to the students. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Police in Munich said officers fired shots at a suspicious person Thursday in an area near the Israeli consulate and a museum on the city's Nazi-era history. In a post on the social media platform X, police said the person was wounded in the shooting but did not give further details. They said there was no evidence of any more suspects connected to the incident. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is traveling to Haiti and the Dominican Republic on Thursday, marking his first visits to both Caribbean nations as the top U.S. diplomat. At least 80% of Port-au-Prince is under the control of gangs, with violence spreading to other parts of the country. The gang seized control over territory and illicit markets in the years following the 2021 assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. The upheaval forced Prime Minister Ariel Henry, who took office after Moïse's assassination, to resign in April of this year, following the formation of a transitional presidential council.